Okay, we are up to Daf Kuf Vav on the base, the very bottom of the page. We had a machlekes and mishnah between Chanon and Bnei Koinim Gdolim. And Chanon said that if a guy goes overseas, the woman doesn't have to swear. She says, "I want to collect mezainis." Only if she wants the ksuba, she has to swear the husband didn't pay her out. And the Bnei Koinim Gdolim said, "No, you always have to swear." And Rabbi Yechim Zakeh passing like Rabbi Chanan. Even Rabbi Yisim and Hukkah passing like Rabbi Chanan. Second mother writes it. Second mother here in the bottom of the page. Even what we learned, there's a machlek to Rabbi Shmuel, or general machlekes. If a husband goes overseas, can a wife just go in and get the bezin to start selling off the assets to take care of her? Rabbi Ma, Poiskin, Mezainis, Leishas, each will assume the husband didn't leave any money if she says so and will give her whatever she needs. Shmuel Amar, ain't Poiskin, Mezainis, Leishas, each. Shmuel says that no. That you have no right to go in there to go and take money. Why not? Omar Shmuel, Shmuel's like this. Moidili Abba, Rabbim is moidili, b'shloisha chadoshim horishonim, Rabbim is moidili, that the first 3 months, you cannot go in and start selling off assets. You know why? Fisha ain't other manir beisereikin. There's no way in the world that a person who plans to travel is not going to leave some provisions for his family. After 3 months, could be it's an extended stay that he wasn't aware of, whatever it is. So we'll go, if she says she has no food, we'll trust her. But the first 3 months, everyone is moidili, definitely the husband left something. Also, if she heard that the husband died in Kuliamale Pligi, then there's no question that since he died suddenly, he has a right to go and get food. He died, he's overseas. Extended stay. Rav says, Poiskin, if she says, I didn't get any food from him, we trust her, and you have to continue selling assets, he owes her, and therefore he has to take care of her. Shmuel Amar ain't Poiskin. Shmuel says, you don't give any money. Why not? Two reasons. My time. A machlek is a b'zvid and a papa. A b'zvid amar ema, we say, tzorori atvasa. We're sure that the husband left behind some mashkin security so that she should have how to live. And therefore, why should we give her any money unless we can prove otherwise? And then our papa amar chayshin, we are worried. Maybe the husband didn't leave any shema amla. May told her, tzi'i ma'ase yedechma, said, I'm going away for a very long time. You go get a job. Take care of yourself. And the husband has a right to say, tzi'i ma'ase yedechma, zechad. My benaya, what's the difference? Which is where we learn. Ike benaya, the difference is, gedola, if she is an adult normally gets, you know, a husband would take care of her, but she didn't have enough money. She doesn't earn enough money that to support herself. So if in a case where she's an adult, maybe he gave her tzorari, if the reason is tzorari, we say maybe he gave her something. But if the reason is that he said to her, go get a job, this woman has no skills whatsoever, what kind of job is she going to get? Then you have to support her. Or you know, I'm another on Kitana, a young girl, when generally you wouldn't give a young girl directly in her hand items to sell to make security because she's a 9-year-old girl. What does she know how to do? You give it to a third party. So we don't think there's tzorari there. But Vesavka, she has talents at the age of 9 that she can get a job and be a babysitter, whatever it is, and get money. So that would be the enough community into. Rashi, Poiskim, Zaina, Bezin, Yerin, Lichsim, Misha, Holo, Mizzi, on top of the page, Bezin goes into his house, and Poiskim, Lichsim, and give him food to the wife. Kishashamba, Boishim, Meskulam, Lipligi, the Poiskim, we take money, the Lamai Nechla, what are you worried about? Ilitz Rodi, what are you worried about? It's Rodi, Hadi, Seifa, League by Suba. So since he died, eventually she wanted to collect the Suba. When she wants to collect the Suba, we're going to ask her, swear that he didn't leave any money. And by that Shavua, we'll know whether she had a right. If her husband didn't leave her money, then she had no right to take any money either. So obviously, if she's taking, she's prepared to swear, then she knows she'll have to swear. So we don't do anything, she'll swear then. Maybe the other reason of puppy, then maybe he told her to go get a job. And she accepted. You're right, but not once he's dead. Once he's dead, he owes to take care of her. Why should she continue working? She no longer is obligated to Masida. I bore the children. They don't take over. Even he didn't have the power to force her. It's up to her. It's her choice. Like Rav Huna said, and we'll see the end of the Gemara. Tzradi tzradis. Some bundles of silver, and he gave her into her hand. She accepted it. She's old enough to take care of it. She can't earn enough. She has a hunger year. She has no skills. Since she didn't provide, she didn't accept. Ina miktano balas malacha, she is killed. Abba shani ketekani, she can make money. Besavka let abzvid, paiski and abzvid. We will still give her food because the main thing is tzradi, and she's a young girl. No way he gave her tzradi. Like obviously she might have tzradi. Miktano the papa ain't paiski. Nikol mei matzim mazer lezecha amalei seter. Second more bite. Tonight we learned Misha. We learned in our Mishnah. Misha, hold up. A guy went overseas. The ishtei tevas mezaynis. The wife asked for food. Chana noime tish baba seifer. She collects it, so she swears. Avol like tish baba chila not for her mezaynis. Nechul kor all the koinim. The only one no tish baba chila if she wants mezaynis. Now she has a swear. So what do we see from here? Everyone agrees she collects mezaynis. The only question is with a shua, without a shua. So how can Shmuel say before that she has no right to collect mezaynis? Over ad kan like pligyelin yeshua. Avol mezaynis comes to food. Yahavin lo we give her. Kasha Shmuel, and for the Gemara, our Mishnah is talking about. You know why we have a giver? Targum Shmuel, because Shama Baishemes. We heard that the husband died, and we just said before that the husband died. Everyone agrees that you do give him not chayshes anymore. There's a Gemara bite. Toshma coming here. Misha Holach another Braisa. Misha Holach and Medina Zayam veIshtei Tavas. Mezainis. The wife is asking for food. Bnei Kain Doil Maim Tishba Chonam La Tishba. And now the Braisa adds veIim Ba. The husband comes back 6 months later. But Omri says, Pasakti Allah, what do you guys do here? I gave her food. Neman, he is believed. So we see from here, the husband didn't die, the husband came back, and yet still we're giving her mezainis all this time. Maybe we heard that he died. That he came. We heard a rumor that he died. And the machleik is showing him whether it's a rumor of two aidim or one aid, but we heard a rumor. And then comes and therefore we give mezainis straight away. He came back and he said, Bab Mises. Fine. Toshma, learn another Mises. Misha, holak, lemedina, see how my guy was overseas. The Easter's Bab Mises for food. If he came, he said, look, I told you clearly go get a job, but I'll show you. Sorry, if the husband wants to say go get a job, I'm not feeding you, he can. Kodmu Bezin the Pasku. Bezin didn't even wait to find out. They just went straight in and sold off some of his properties to get some money to give her. Masha Pasku Pasku. Even though it turned out to be that they shouldn't have done it because he told the woman, go get a job. Still, whatever they sold, they sold. New Cliff Mina what? That they went in, sold his property straight away. Not like Shmuel, like Rav. And Gemara, Hachanami Shama, Vishama, we heard that he died. That's why the Bezin stepped in to sell the property. Toshma, I heard another price. Misha, Mizia, went overseas, the Easter, Tivam, the Asma, the Bezin, the Yoin, the Chosin, going to his property. The Zonin, the Mephilo, Easter, they take care of her and they give her food. I will lay Bonav, and Isa, but not his children. And Velay, the Varach, nor do we do other things. So what's going on over here? Luchait, it's clear, Bezin walks in. Amarav Shadav, she said, Mashe, as Easter, Ayide Shlish. We're not going to answer here, we heard that he died. If we heard that he died, why don't you feed the children as well? So we're going to answer that it was, that he gave a third party money, he said, take care of my family. And then the guy stopped. So Bezin goes in and takes for the wife. We know the husband didn't leave anything, because he gave a third party and he said, take care. And then the third party said, no more, I'm not giving any more. So the Bezin knows there's no chashin l'tzradi. Bezin knows he didn't tell the wife, go get a job, because till now this guy was taking care, supporting her. So therefore, Bezin will go in and take care. So why do you make a distinction between the wife and the kids? So he answered, he told the third party, take care of my wife, and take care of my kids. Rashi, Masha Isha Deshlish, Hamid Apotrufus Lazoina. He got a third party to take care of. But Achsha Moshech Apotrufus Yodah, he withdrew. The Hashta Vadil Litzori Lekle Mechiduch Shashta, he gave him bundles of money. But Leila Shema Amal Lati Masha Dechazav, not worry anymore. The bottom of the page, Yochim Sosa Rashi, the Hishra, he said, Deshlish, I feel the bottom of his name, Chilno Sola Goli Dait, the Nichol, she is the name of Shloi. He revealed that he's happy. So he said, because the husband only told to give the wife, not to the kids. But he wanted my Pascha, what kind of case is that? Why would the husband take care of his wife, not his own kids? Doesn't make sense. Unless he's right. I'll give you a better answer. Elul Papa, because we heard that he died with a single aid. So therefore, there's a distinction between a wife and everybody else. Nobody can rely on a single aid. So therefore, you can't go into his house and tell the kids because maybe the tzaddi. But for the wife, we can, because we learned in Yivama is that a woman can rely on a single aid that her husband died and she can get remarried. So therefore, she can rely on the aid in the shmua. Therefore, we will say that the husband is dead. We will give her food. The children cannot rely on a single aid. We won't give them food.
Wasn't that a special cooler that I was going
to make? Exactly.
But that wasn't Legabe
everything. Legabe everything. Legabe in this case. The e bayis in suvi be'edach. Since if she wants, she can marry a single aid. Motzi mintze, but she can get married. Is mezayin nami yavin la. Since for her, the edach has more credibility than for anybody else. So we're going to say we'll trust. We'll give her mezaynus. Bonav ubnayis of the ibayi lemeches and the chasim be'edach lematzi nachti. If they want to enter the nechasim based on the edus of one aid, they couldn't go in. Mezayin nami yavin la. We can't give them mezayin kodesh shmul because maybe he gave them tzradi. So what do you mean double achaza? Don't give to anything else. What do you mean nothing else? Is avchizda matachshid? If she wants fancy clothing, jewelry, that you don't give her ready, without you know waiting till husband comes back. And the Rabbi Yisrael Metzadoka, if the community decided to levy a tzedakah fund and the husband not there, we have no right to go in and take these things and say, okay, we're decided you should get $50. So he must say, man, I'm a tachshid that her personal thing with the husband gets personal satisfaction knowing that his wife looked beautiful. Nevertheless, we don't go in. Kolshken tzedakah, we have no right to go in. Man, I'm a tzedakah with tachshid yavinu giver. Like nichle to novel. Don't want his wife to ever look ugly. Don't want people talking about her. Rashi. Tzedakah ain't bezman poiskin tzedakah laniim and the chassi have no right to go into the chassi. Bezman sheshab and eir poiskin laniim tzedakah. Even everybody else is tachshid besamim spices. This kashy benishtay to beautify his wife. Second, I'm invited to touch my another. But I shall ask you a question on Shmuel. Hayevame gimel chadoshim orishayim. We had the yevame the first 3 months. Nizayim shabayu. She continued to get fed from her husband's estate. Mikan ve'elich, after 3 months, einen nezaynis leimisha bayle ve'leimisha yabim. She doesn't get fed anymore from her old husband's estate. It's 3 months after he died. But nor does she yet tie to the new husband that he has to take care of her. He has no benefit from her. Why should he take care of her? What about Amr Bedin? She took him to Dintayda, either marry and give me a chalitza of a borach, and after the psak din, he ran away. Nezaynis mishal yabim. Then the bezin steps in and tells the yabim, start feeding her. L'chayda. Why do you feed her? We just said a minute ago, Shul said that if the husband goes overseas, you don't go in and take food. Over here, we're going in. Amalach Shul, he's no different. L'may nechido, whatever concern we have, a loving husband will take care of his wife. This guy ran away. He's not interested. L'hai imishum tzorari, that maybe he took care of his wife, gave a bundle of money. L'mikra died the guy. You think he cares about this woman? He doesn't. He ran away. And imishum ma'isiyah there, and it because he says to go earn a living. L'mishtabdalei, since he didn't get married, he has no right to tell her. Whatever you earn, you take for yourself because otherwise they belong to me. He has no right to her money at all. Therefore, and you have an obligation because you ran away, Bezen cancels you, the way Rashi learns, to pay her. So you got to pay her, Rashi. She can't get married. Why does she still get fed from the old husband's estate? Because we don't allow her to get married the first 3 months because maybe the kid is from the first husband. Therefore, it's not fair on her. She's in limbo. So therefore, the first husband has to take care of her. Estate. She gets fed from her husband. And she said to him, either marry me or give me a chalitza. Okay. Bye, take him out. Yeah. Toshma coming here. Yisha Shocha, he would buy them. They both went overseas. He's a boss. So she came back from him. She said, Bali, my husband died. Rotza, she wants to. She has a choice now. Either she wants in the zayin and she says, look, I want to stay in my husband's estate and she just gets fed. Or rotsa, she wants to go ksuvah. She wants, she can say, I want my ksuvah. If she comes and says, girashni baili, my husband divorced me. She comes back from overseas, my husband divorced me. Mis parneses v'hoylecha, she continues getting fed, but how much? Ad kedei ksuvah, so only up to the value of the ksuvah, but no more. No more than the value of the ksuvah. So the chayda, why don't you get a ksuva right away? Because maybe, how do we know she's telling the truth? How do we know she's divorced? Remember we have a chazaka that ain't isha me'iza bifnei baila. Chazaka ain't isha me'iza bifnei baila. Her husband has to be standing right next to her when she says, I got divorced. If the husband's overseas away, how do we know she got divorced? We don't give her a ksuva. So therefore, she's entitled to get mezainis. So what does she clear from here? What? That even though the husband's overseas, she gets mezainis. As Shmuel said before, that we don't, maybe chashin l'tzrari, maybe he said to her, how do we know? We heard rumor that, based on an eid echad or 2 eidim, that he is dead. And therefore, if he's dead, there's no tzrari, there's no tzimaisi dech, and therefore we will feed her.
It's 2 eidim, there's no rumor. It's a fact.
No, but it's the eidim that say they heard. So why do we only feed her up to the value of the ksuvah? Because the ihid asi nafshi. You know why? If she, till now we learned up to 25 years or la olam, she gets fed. Nobody we say make a cheshbon. Your ksuba is $200. We only give you up to $200. Over here, suddenly we say we'll only give you mazainas up to the value of the ksuba. You know why? Because she ruined herself by her going around saying I was divorced. If she taka was divorced, why in the world is your husband still feeding you? She gets nothing. So, but we don't know if you're divorced. So we're going to give you food equal to the amount of the ksuba and manushich. You're taken care of, and that's when we stop. So if you were divorced, you got your ksuva, all this money, all this time, because you had no right to mazainis. And if you weren't divorced, we took care of you for as long as it was. Now go out and find yourself something else. Rashi, rots in the zainis, she isha, and then manish lemma, she believes him as by my husband died, but did not say. If she came back and said my husband died, you would believe her. And she can get remarried, because she herself said it, because isha died kuminsuba. Since she believed to get married, when you marry somebody else, take what you want, what I wrote to you. She doesn't get ksuba. Maybe she's divorced. We don't believe her. Give her. Paying ksuba manushich. If she was divorced, she took the ksuba. Im lav up to the value of the ksuba, that's all we give her. Yeah. So manushich, if she's telling the truth, she's divorced, no, she got a ksuba. The payout, or you know, the weekly installments came up to the price of the ksuba. And if not, you got mazainis to learn. I want to give her more because she ruined it. She's tiny, she was divorced. What she wants to do? She claims it's divorced. She's not entitled to any food. Since we also heard that he died, so why don't we give her ksuba? You're right. So why don't we give her one lump sum? Why are we? If we heard that he died, and she said divorce, the manush is entitled to ksuba. If she's telling the truth, she's entitled because she's divorced. If what our rumor was true that he died, she's entitled to divorce. And a ksuba. So why are we giving it to her in installments, says Rashi? We should just give her a lump sum. Says Rashi, yes. In hachinami, you can give it to her a lump sum. So why do we say installments? Misparneses behind leches. Im ain't right to the ksuba. She doesn't want it. Svuda shemalay mess. She thinks maybe he didn't die. V'noyach la little shemazaynes, and she'd rather have a storm. She may have a baile, take a ksuba kemes. Or misparneses agri ksuba. She thinks that maybe her husband, she doesn't know her husband died. She just her husband divorced me. She thinks maybe my husband's alive. So let me take hedge my bets. Maybe he's alive. I will get installments of food. When he comes, I'll argue with him then. And hopefully, whatever food I got is not part of the hedge. But I'll get my full ksuva, full entitlement. But so Levinla, she doesn't know that she's wrong. She married on her own agents. If she comes back and says, yeah. Dai kominsuba. Yeah. So we said it goes. We linked the two together. But we linked the two together. We linked together. We're making it easier for her, not harder for her. We're making it easier. She's entitled. We're saying that she's entitled. We're trying to be make clear. We're not making it hard. Anyone invite us? We're talking to Machlekes. Toshma, come here, we learn. Keitzer Amru, what did we say? Mam Enes, Ein La Mezainis. We learned before in the Mishnah last week that a Mam Enes has no food. We had a Nihilist, a Mam Enes, and an Amonu Kohen Gadol. What do you mean she has no Mezainis? While they're married, she's a perfect legitimate wife. I Ata Yochel Leime B'Yeshevet, talk about she's living together. Shari Baila Chai Mezainis. Ella Kegash Halabai. She went, the husband overseas. What happened was, Lofsa, she borrowed. But ochla, and she ate. Then she stood up, me and she's in mine. And then she tells her husband, pay off my loans. So therefore, the Mishnah says he doesn't have to pay. Time of demeanor, why? Because she's in mine. How long mean? If she wouldn't have been in mine, the husband went overseas, she goes and borrows money, and then she tells the husband, you pay my loan. He would have to. Akasha Shmuel. Shmuel said that you have no right to go ahead and take Mazanis because we're worried the husband gave tzorodi, or the husband said, go find a job. So how can we say that a normal, that if she borrows money without asking, he has to pay? Shmuel says, you're right. In the case of a Maya, you know why we make by a girl, a young girl, what are we worried about? If the husband would have gone overseas while she is 10 years old, Vitaka would go ahead and sell the Nechassim. Why? What are you worried about? We said before already, nobody gives a young girl money and says, take care of yourself. The stamp girl cannot earn enough money to cover her needs. For anyone in Mahavila, Shmuel, every question we had was against Shmuel, and he was able to get his wiggle way around every question. So what's halacha? Kiyosef Dimi Amar Rav Yekin. So he said, Mas, a story came Bolifne Rebbe before Rebbe. The Beis Sha'arim, remember Rebbe lived in the Beis Sha'arim. Upasik la mezayna Rebbe paskin that the husband's overseas. Go sell property so that you can live. Lifne Rabbi Shmuel b'Tzipori. The same case came before Rabbi Shmuel b'Tzipori. Similar case. But like Pazli, he said, no, we don't trust you. Rabbi Yech has a question. Why didn't he give him a Zaynus? They're only arguing regarding a Shavuah. The first question I want to ask Shmuel. Everyone agrees that she's allowed to get fed. This discussion actually came up. Rabbeinu Shmuel, if you look at interesting, Israelis gave more cover to the. In Babel, he had no title. Shmuel. No Shmilik. But in Eretz Yisrael, they call him Rabbeinu Shmuel. It's talking about a unique case where we heard the husband died. When we heard the husband died, everyone says that we're not choishim otzario, she's entitled to get money. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon said, you know the problem with you guys in Babylon? Pasrisa bakula, you go into such detail that you take it out of a normal pshat and you kvetch, and you split hairs. The Mishnah says the pashtas that she's entitled to get fed. And you go and split hairs, it's only talking about a case of shomer shemes. Where does it say that in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yechon says, I don't like a style of learning. That's the chiluk here, right here. You see chiluk babbling in Yishalmi. Yishalmi stops. You ever learn about sugi in Yishalmi? It like stops right in the middle. And the babbling, the same sugi, continue going and gribbling till they have a whole loop shot. Ki also Ravi, Nama Ravi came along and said the same story, but he reversed the names. Rabbi said no mezainis. In other words, like Shmuel. Why did Rebbe say not to give him money? This version, he's no longer Rabbeinu Shmuel. Shmuel already said in Babel, that you go into such detail. So the biggest chilud in these two Yikud Amris are is whether you call the people that's off. Sorry? Yeah, exactly. No, I'm saying the biggest chilik is how the respect they had for the Rabbonim in Babel. Whether it's Rabbeinu Shmuel, I mean they also reversed the names. It was Rebbe and Bishmuel. But is it Rabbeinu Shmuel or just Shmuel? Yeah, I'm saying. But look how when he spoke about Shmuel, he said Rabbeinu Shmuel. And when he said about Shmuel, he called just Shmuel. Yeah. How did Rav Shem Bar Abba address Shmuel?
Ravin left Eretz Yisrael to go to Babel, right?
Yeah.
He also Ravin, he always said.
Also, when he comes back. Also, Rav Dimi and Rav Dimi, both of them used to go visit. They used to go, also when they came back to Babel. Every time they came to Babel, we called also Rav Dimi. They used to travel back and forth. You have Rav Shmuel and Babel, and you have Rav Yechon and Shlokin and Zohar. You have the greatest Rabbanim there, so they went back and forth. The Hilchus of Samar Gemara concludes. The Hilchus of Kavasi, the Rav, the Loch like Rav, that you do give Mezainis. Number one. It's up to her, a woman, not like the other man said that the woman has no choice up to her husband. We did it to benefit the husband. Up to her. She can say to her husband, I don't want your help, and whatever I earn is mine. I'm not sure why and will we bring this down here. That Allah had this in Psachim, Allah Rabzvid, the kunya, when it comes to earthen keli, and you cover it with either glass, like tasteless lens, or you cover the aluminum, or you cover some other materials, the question is, does it have a dinner clay cheddar that you can either cash it, or because it has this coating on it, it is now no longer porous, and therefore, like another keli, you can cash it. Allah Rabzvid, Hani Mani the kunya, these earthenware that you put lead on it. If it's white or black, sharu, you can cash it. Yeruki, I see the greens also, because it's still porous. Because there no cracks. Even if it's white and black, it cracks. Also, because it absorbs right inside. Rashi, Mani the Kunya. I have no idea. Why the Zvid comes into here? I don't know. His name, but nothing to do with it. So everything Zvid says.
Therefore, we have to mention the
Zvid. It has nothing to do with that. It must be some. I'm sure somehow can give some kind of Savodic connection here. Rashi. Mani the kunya klechedes, earthenware, shemechafin alayim afedes, you cover the ledger card in plumbly blas. Yeruki, greens, osalina, chomza, pesach, regula, chom kashi, vayay, nesach, chivdi, shoddy, white and black, amutil, fishai, fedes, machli, the chedes, the lead makes it smooth, vayayim, and nichel of lead, doesn't allow it to absorb. Aval ha yeruki, mu'udiv, tzari, but the green has mixed the alum, this alloy that aluminum fed is mixed in with the lead. Who, that's what gives it the color. Who is strong, and it sort of ruins the clay, and it absorbs. And once the clay is absorbs, can it exude? Welcome to the Avodizadim Tzavi Boli. Kartuf Nebikua cracks. Mishnah. Remember, we had two things from Chonon and seven things from Admon. So this is the second thing from Chonon. Misha Holach, a guy goes overseas. And Omad Echad, a guy stands up, Pinus is Ishto, a guy has Achmad, he's the wife of Nebuchadnezzar, he helps her out, and he lends him money. Chonon, I met Ibid Esma Fafal. Nobody asked him to lend the money. The husband never asked him. So he was very nice and very generous, but there's no way that he has no recourse. He can't go back to the husband and say, I took care of your wife for the last 6 months, give me my money. Oh, no, you're supposed to say Rashi. Rashi Bavon, but this is a story. Nechluku Allah b'nei koinu daily, and the b'nei koinu argue, Omri said, Yishba, they have that. Why they have to swear kama haiti? They have to swear how much money they spend. V'yitul, have every right to help the wife out. They have every right to collect. Omar Abdesa ben Hikness, Kidivraim. I like the words of the B'nai Kayim Dalim. Omar Ab Yechim Mazaka, Yofa Omar Ab Chanan, He Niach Ma Oisava Kernatzvi. It's a famous saying. They put the money on the horn of a deer that runs away so fast, nobody can ever catch up. They'll never catch up to the money. They're not getting paid back. It's very nice of you. It's Sadaka. It's not alone. Rashi. So Rashi makes an interesting Kiddush. Rashi. Chanan Oimim. I didn't tell you, Hilvaini, I never told you to lend the money. If I would have told you, lend her the money and I'll pay it back, of course I have to pay it back. If this man is smart, he lends the money to the woman, right? He says to the wife, I don't want to know about your husband. I'm lending you $100 to take care of buy food. You owe me the money. Not your husband owes me the money. You owe me money. Then, who taiva? When the husband comes back in town, he takes her to din teira, and of course, she has to pay. But then vihi toivet baal. Now she says to the husband, "You have a chiv of exus, and you owe me money. Shibud, I'm nothing. You owe me the shalma pay. Kedam alil b'mam enes v'lofsa." What did we say before in the case? If the mam enes borrows money, the husband has to pay. But ochla v'am domina time of domina she's mine. Halloy mina m'shal has to pay. That's the tradition. He didn't lend them. He lent the money to her, and then she turned around and said to her husband, "You owe me." But if what Amish talking about, that's the case. I know she did. Yeah, I know. But she, true. Okay. So like he said later, but he Amish talking about he went bypassed my straight to the thing. Okay. See you tomorrow.